So in order to benefit all, for the sake of all mother sentient beings equally, the limits of space, one must achieve the state of full Buddhahood by every means. In order to achieve that, one should now listen to the teachings of the Lam Rim. So please adjust the motivation and listen in the appropriate manner. Yes. So within the Lama teachings, we have come upon we have completed up the portion of relying on the teacher. Within this, first we begin with how to rely on the teacher, which is the root of the path, and then we're talking about the defining characteristics of the teacher and the student, and then how the student relies upon the teacher. This is divided into two portions: how to rely in thought, how to rely in practice. So the portion about how relying in thought has two: training in faith and the root, and remembering teacher's kindness, being respectful. This portion has been completed, and now we come to the portion relying in actual practice. And here, this is again divided into three portions: offering material gifts, respecting and serving with body and speech, and then practicing in accordance with their words. So this, the first one has been completed, the pleasing the gurus through offering material gifts.
Yes.
So then of these three, the second one comes the second portion about respecting and serving with one's body and speech. So this refers to, in this portion it says that one should serve the Guru by being a servant and attendant, such as washing the physical body of the Guru and massaging, also offering massaging to the physical body of the Guru with oils and so forth, and then putting oils under the body of the Guru, and also offering that medical attention, using medical needs to take care of the Guru's physical body, serve the physical body of the Guru. And if the Guru manifests a sickness, then to offer the service of nursing the Guru back to health. And what also physically verbalizing or praising all the qualities of the Guru, and when mentioning the holy name of the Guru, to use respectful terms and appropriate terminologies of respect. Yes.
Mm-hmm. 남미까지는 드롭을 도와주시니스 이마다 남미까지는 드롭을 써야 되니 남미 논도진에 마하송인도 코나 아니 대해서 온반 논신 이런 게 염내셔야 되라 아니 까지는 드롭을 써야 되니 그래다 대도와지 아니 이마를 지름 내정 펜빌 내행도에서 소 아니 주유대 늦은인가 펜바 하여튼 루토인도 대일 내행한 나만 초바 자야세야 돼 남이 공원 손바 공원 고와 놓지다 가 고와 놓지 냠스는 바테 아니 나만 초바에 놓게 소와 초바세야 돼 통이 받으세요 근데 나만 대일 손바에 놓네 루바 냠네 제원이나 아니 통이 쉬드 차비 거리 등등이다 대 소와인 소와
So, the thirdly is practicing according to the Guru's words. So, this refers to actually applying to actual practice, you know, what the Guru advises and instructions that the Guru gives. So, this is like the main practice, you know, amongst the three means of relying on the Guru in actual practice. So, this practicing according to the Guru's words is the main of the three. So, here, whatever the Guru has taught us in terms of what is to be abandoned and what is to be taken by in actual practice, you know, regarding such instructions, we should actually cultivate these practices. By doing that, then this is the main practice of relying by practicing according to the Guru's words. So then it quotes the here in the text, it quotes the garland of birth stories, the life story of the Buddhas, which is said that the worship that you should do in return for my help is to practice in accordance with my instructions. So when the Guru teaches us the Dharma, then in order to repay the kindness of the Guru, we make different types of offerings, you know, extensive offerings and so forth. You know, but however, the highest of all offerings, you know, is to practice in accordance with the Guru's instructions, whatever the Guru has advised or given injunction about, you know, one should cultivate these practices. So then that becomes the highest offering, or a chuba puja, you know, highest offering to the Guru. So the word chuba or offering in Tibetan, you know, actually refers to making the Guru happy. You make offerings in order to make the object of merit happy. So the best way, you know, to please the object of offering, you know, here in this case the Guru, is by cultivating the practices accordingly as they advised. Yes.
No songsen mes. Yena yo panamin choba, panamin yiba cheya denge, duba jamne, techegi nis, sumbare.
So also the great yogi Milarepa said, you know, I have no material wealth to make miscellaneous offerings. However, I repay the kindness of my father guru through practice. So Milarepa, you know, spent most of his time staying in the mountain cave and meditating. And since he was very impoverished in terms of physical wealth, he could not have any means or resources to make material miscellaneous offerings. However, his way of repaying the kindness of his father Guru Marpa, you know, for teaching him the Dharma, was to cultivate the Dharma, the practices and instructions that Marpa gave him intensively.
Yes. In the
So Mahabharata, the Guru Milarepa, he had four main disciples, and one of them was called Shudurje, who had a lot of material wealth to offer to Marpa, you know, in order to request for the teachings. And however, when so his name was called Ngo Chöki Dorje. So he had a lot of material wealth to offer as miscellaneous gifts and as actual material wealth offerings. But then Milarepa had no material wealth to give, you know. So Marpa said that, you know, between the disciple Ngo Chöki Dorje, who made many material offerings, and between Milarepa, who had nothing to offer, you know, then I've given both of them the instructions, you know, without discrimination, without differentiation. So they both so Marpa said that both of them receive equal teachings from him, equal amount of instructions and teachings from him.
Karte, Lamy Kajin, the Doguna, Lama de Namaribe, Lamy Tabata Domas, Nogavita, the Jovacina, Peta Chamachena, the Lan and Duin Dode, Chimanibamana Dogacha Vichita. And the conjoining the jam. Give each other to much of the Major and Menduba Joto, she is in the Ego and Menya Guiso. Maribal and Menduba and the Chira Juniba and Sava Yoto. Onto the Dajim Tinet in the Jalam Maruba and Niba, the Mobas of Chamberovi, Lamanachiba, the Shiba in the Menin and Menu, the Tigger, she is in water. She joined the worship of the Majuba, you know. Yinayo, and the tea cabla, Namala Made, but the Tendichi Omari, and the ya, Chick is Sejonchin. And the Teda Jena, and the young woman, the Mayo in Jim Tendo Yashuja, and the Tecum Moros and the Magica and Tishis are at Tendichi Gores somewhere.
So, here it says whether we should, if the Guru, you know, by relying on the Guru, then the main practice is to cultivate accordingly to the Guru's instructions, practice in accordance with the Guru's instructions. However, if the Guru should exhort the disciple to act in accordance, you know, engage in actions or activities, then not in accordance with the teachings or contrary to the teachings, then, you know, at that point of time, it is not necessary to act accordingly. You know, we can, you know, one must do the opposite and not go against the teachings. However, this is not, shouldn't be a cause for us to disrespect, reproach, or despise the gurus. Rather, we should excuse ourselves politely, and then, you know, request for the gurus a permission or pardon, you know, from having to engage in such affairs. So one should do it in a polite manner and not generate disrespect or reproach and despise the gurus.
Yes.
So
소외 돌아 강에 도세야 근데 못 먹은 거 같아요. 근데 손대도 이제 로마서가 님은 되는다. 나 로봉의 강에서 또 가르쳐 줘요. 손으로 제단가 두 책이 있어. 세대는 로봉의 당아 소인 포옹도 그래서 이제는 손배 제자 말이에요. 이제는 안 잘아 가려나 손발로 온 거래. 근데 잠에서 세야도 손배 버리 파이널 보다 온 거요. 그래서 안 전도 고마 고셔 제가 잠에 그제 고와 추스시에. 세인들은 딱 고마 고도 고나 맨 많다 하는데 고셔. 그래서 듣고요 말이에요. 선비레스 시어. 근데 세대는 넘어진다 관계는 레이소스 남네 텐데 고마고가 로그요. 근데 나자 좀 몇 가지 좀 엄마 되게 아니 에 디에 많이 네 유대요. 유대는 전세 노본 되게 에 총알 때 밤에 그래서 나 강에 있는 체대도 옛날 강에 로그요. 총만 로지스 선도 보나 아니 공개
다들 메리비 차와리스 메리비 차와 텐데는 요나 그런 거 말이스 메만 호아담 인체요 말에 남미들이 요거 그래 텐데 옛날에는 아 그거 로토마소 로님 마정스 휴지 다 공원에 돈이 오시고 전에는 차하게 주지 다 여보시 오래 선물 이제 텐데라고 손해야게 진짜 선물인 거요 이제 텐데 선물 공원에 저한테는 나중에 내 노본도 동의 최소적이요.
So in terms of acting when relying on the spiritual master, not acting within, according to those instructions and not in accordance with the teachings, refusing to act in accordance with the instructions that go against the teachings. So here, Nama Tsongkhapa quotes from one of the birth stories of the Buddha, his previous lifetimes prior to attaining the state of Buddhahood when he was training as a Bodhisattva. So in order to give the meaning of not engaging was improper. So this text was composed, these stories were composed by Lobun Bawa. He composed all the life stories of the Buddha into these stories, this text, and within that they said, explained that in one of the previous lifetimes of the Buddha was studying with relying on a Brahmin teacher, and he was like the main disciple, most beloved disciple of that Brahmin teacher. So the Brahmin teacher thought that he wanted to test. So the Brahmin teacher had 500 disciples, and so this Bodhisattva then was one of the main major disciples, and then so the Brahmin teacher thought that he wanted to test his disciples, and one day he said, he kept saying, I have a big problem, I have this specific need. So one day his students then gathered together and asked this master, what problem do you have, could we solve it for you, could we help you get rid of, solve this, fulfill this need. So he said, I'm very poor. The master replied that he was very poor in material wealth, and he needed material wealth. And since everything in creation, all phenomena were created by Brahman, by Brahma. Since these were Brahmins, so they believed that all phenomena were created by Brahma. Since they were Brahmins, the caste of people, humans that were thought to be born directly from Brahma, so they were like the sons or the children of Brahma. So therefore, since all phenomena are creation of Brahma, it is only right that the child has the permission to take the father's wealth, to partake of the father's wealth and resources, which is the creator. So therefore, I go forth, and steal without in a hidden way, without people seeing, steal these resources. Then that action has no negativity, no negative karma is incurred. So, having said that, all the other students, got up and immediately went to engage in this act. However, the Bodhisattva who was to be Shakyamuni Buddha in the future, he remained seated silently. So the teacher then asked him, he said, do you have no love for your teacher? Why have you not going to, accordingly as the others have done. So the Bodhisattva, who was to be Shakyamuni Buddha, then replied that, you know, this act is goes in contradictory to the teachings. You know, it is not an appropriate action, and to steal, to take others' goods when they're not seeing, you know, that is a negative action. There will be a ripening result, you know, in the future. So therefore, I have not gone forth to engage in this action. So having said that, then the teacher, Brahma Master, was extremely pleased and said, it's very good, you know, that you have acted in such a way that did not contradict. So, oh, sorry. So that the teacher hugged him and said, you know, you're very good, you know, done extremely well. Whatever you have, you know, you have not gone against the teachings, you know, on engaging in inappropriate actions. No. So and also explained that this was done in order to check the minds of the students, how much they're understanding, or how much you're able to.
So sometimes it can happen this way to check the.
Oh no, only most Gonda. So sorry. So sometimes situations like that, similar situations like that, can arise when the spiritual master, you know, is checking how much the student is able to comprehend, or whether the student knows which are the appropriate actions to practice. Yes. So then Geshe Potwa also said that when Ananda, sorry, so here is in Maitreya's ornament for Maya Sutras, it says, by gaining a share of the Guru's teachings, we rely on the teachers in order to possess good qualities, not for material things. Then Lama Tsongkhapa also quotes from Geshe Potwa, who said that when Ananda was appointed as a teacher, was a Buddhist attendant, he thought of the future followers of the teaching and made the following vow: I will serve and respect the teacher under the conditions that I am not allowed to keep his unused robes or eat his leftover food, and that I am to be free. I'm free to be with him at any time. So then Geshe Potwa said that present day followers do not value the teachings at all. So Geshe Potwa is saying is that when we are relying on the spiritual master, we should rely for the Dharma. In order to receive the Dharma, that we rely on the spiritual master. We do not rely on the spiritual master while expecting to achieve material wealth or, you know, be given material gifts. So if we are to approach, you know, just the spiritual master, you know, rely on the spiritual master in such a way, then there's a danger of losing faith. You know, there's a danger of losing faith. So, it says here that, you know, so present day followers don't value the teachings at all, but only value the Guru's assigning status to us, as is demonstrated by each cup of tea the Guru gives us. So in those times in Tibet, you know, the tea was like a very a rare luxury. So then some people, you know, sort of like the guru, when the guru is pleased, would give some material gifts to the disciples. So the disciples sort of like, you know, oh, well, the guru has given me tea today, so the guru is pleased, or the guru has given me more tea, so the guru is more pleased. You know, they sort of like gauge in such a way, you know, as a sign of whether the guru's holy mind is pleased or not. So by approaching this practice in such a way, it shows that we are deeply corrupted in the sense that we have the wrong understanding, you know, completely wrong outlook regarding approach regarding this practice of guru devotion. Yes.
ᱱᱮ ᱥᱚᱱᱤᱢ ᱡᱮᱥᱟᱱ ᱱᱮ ᱛᱩᱝᱡᱮ ᱴᱷᱮᱭᱟ ᱫᱮ ᱛᱩᱜᱟᱝᱜᱟ ᱫᱟᱡᱟ ᱛᱚᱢᱟ ᱨᱚᱝ ᱜᱮ ᱱᱚᱣᱟ ᱢᱟ ᱫᱚ ᱱᱮ ᱥᱟᱵᱡᱮ ᱡᱚᱢ ᱱᱚ ᱛᱮᱱᱫᱮ ᱢᱮᱭᱟ ᱱᱤᱢᱟᱨ ᱱᱤᱢᱟᱨ ᱛᱮᱱᱮ ᱠᱚᱱᱟ ᱭᱟ ᱡᱮ ᱠᱟᱢᱨᱟ ᱢᱚ ᱛᱟᱝ ᱟ ᱛᱩᱝᱡᱮ ᱴᱷᱤᱱᱮ ᱛᱮᱱᱫᱮ ᱡᱤ ᱜᱚᱜᱚ ᱫᱚᱥ ᱥᱚᱱᱫᱩ ᱱᱮ ᱥᱟᱨᱮ ᱵᱚᱫᱚ ᱢᱚ ᱦᱚᱝ ᱜᱟᱡᱤ ᱯᱚᱫᱟ ᱛᱮ ᱜᱮᱢᱵᱟ ᱥᱚᱜᱮ ᱱᱮ ᱪᱮᱜᱤᱧ ᱠᱩᱭ ᱪᱮᱜᱤᱧ ᱥᱮ ᱟ ᱥᱩᱫᱩ ᱜᱚᱱᱟ ᱛᱮᱪᱮᱱᱟ ᱛᱩᱝᱡᱮ ᱢᱟᱱᱚ ᱟᱨ ᱫᱟ ᱱᱮ ᱛᱮ ᱡᱮᱜᱮ ᱜᱚᱱᱥᱤ ᱜᱮ ᱛᱟᱱ ᱛᱚᱢᱵᱤ ᱛᱚᱜᱚᱱᱥᱚ ᱱᱮ ᱭᱚᱱᱟ ᱜᱚᱱᱤᱱ ᱫᱩ ᱛᱚᱢᱵᱤ ᱠᱩᱢᱪᱮ ᱜᱚᱱᱚ ᱪᱩᱝ ᱡᱚᱱᱤᱱ ᱵᱟ ᱠᱩᱱ ᱜᱚ ᱠᱚᱱᱟ ᱱᱮ ᱛᱚᱢᱵᱤ ᱨᱮᱣᱟᱱ ᱱᱚᱝᱜᱮ ᱭᱚᱨ ᱱᱮ ᱫᱟ ᱠᱚᱱᱫᱚ ᱜᱮ ᱱᱮ ᱠᱩᱱ ᱜᱚ ᱱᱟ ᱪᱚᱱᱚ ᱛᱚᱢᱵᱤ ᱥᱟᱢᱵᱤᱱ ᱪᱮ ᱜᱚᱱᱫᱚ ᱛᱟ ᱥᱟᱵᱡᱮ ᱥᱩᱱᱤ ᱥᱮ ᱥᱩᱫᱩ ᱜᱚᱱᱟ ᱱᱮ ᱠᱩᱱ ᱜᱚ ᱜᱮ ᱱᱮ ᱛᱚᱢᱵᱤ ᱢᱟ ᱡᱮᱵᱮ ᱱᱟᱢᱡᱟ ᱦᱟᱢᱟ ᱱᱮ ᱠᱚᱱ ᱢᱮ ᱠᱚᱣᱟᱪᱤ ᱱᱮ ᱛᱚᱢᱵᱤ ᱥᱩᱫᱟ ᱥᱚᱱᱤᱢ ᱡᱮ ᱭᱚᱱᱫᱮ ᱯᱷᱟᱢᱟ ᱛᱮᱝ ᱮ ᱥᱟᱢ ᱠᱚᱣᱟᱪᱤ ᱱᱮ ᱛᱚᱢᱵᱤ ᱠᱩᱢᱫᱤᱱ ᱱᱟ ᱠᱟᱫᱮ ᱤᱱ ᱟᱱ ᱨᱚᱪ ᱣᱟᱪᱤ ᱛᱤ ᱥᱚᱢ ᱪᱚᱝ ᱥᱚᱱ ᱱᱟ ᱮᱱ ᱟᱥᱟ ᱥᱤ ᱪᱮ ᱪᱚ ᱛᱮ ᱢᱟᱡᱚᱱ ᱱᱟ ᱪᱮ ᱢᱤᱥ ᱥᱩᱵᱨᱮ ᱱᱮ ᱫᱟ ᱠᱚᱝ ᱜᱮ ᱱᱮ ᱛᱚᱢᱵᱤ ᱱᱟᱢᱡᱮ ᱦᱟᱢᱟ ᱠᱚᱝ ᱢᱮ ᱱᱮ ᱨᱮ ᱥᱚᱱᱤᱢ ᱜᱮ ᱦᱟᱢᱟ ᱥᱟᱜ ᱢᱤ ᱥᱩᱱᱭᱟ ᱛᱮ ᱛᱟᱱᱟᱝ ᱟᱱ ᱡᱚ ᱪᱩᱡᱤ ᱜᱚᱜᱟ ᱞᱟ ᱪᱚ ᱜᱚᱨ ᱢᱟᱫᱚ ᱥᱚᱱᱥᱮᱝ ᱜᱚᱜᱟ ᱞᱟ ᱪᱚ ᱡᱮ ᱢᱟᱨᱮ ᱥᱮᱭᱟ ᱟᱫᱟ ᱛᱤ ᱞᱟᱵᱡᱟ ᱜᱚ ᱱᱚ ᱥᱩᱱ ᱜᱮ ᱚᱨᱮ ᱥᱚᱱ ᱥᱚ
here when Geshe Podo mentions about Ananda was because when our teacher the Buddha was still residing in this world, then whenever the Buddha went begging for alms, you know, he used to wash his begging bowl, you know, on by himself. And then so that at that point in time the Buddha did not have any attendant, you know, he sort of did it by himself. But so as the Buddha manifested advancing in years, you know, as he grew older, then Buddha one day mentioned that he needed an attendant, you know, to wash the begging bowl after going around for alms. So then the Buddha's main disciples Shariputra and Moggallana, Yanyana and so forth, they all offered, you know, all of them were elders, all advanced in years as well, and they all offered to serve the Buddha and me and you and that kind. So anyway, so the Buddha said, you know, the Buddha refused. Then through the Buddha's clairvoyance, he was able to perceive. No.
Disciples
checked. Yes. Oh. It was like Shariputra, Moggallana, and the other elder disciples with their clairvoyance. Then they came to perceive that the most suitable candidate for serving the Buddha was the Buddha's cousin. So they. 다제톤데기 토공바
소리네
나 소리네 데코레이션 So through their clairvoyant powers they came to know who was the suitable candidate, you know, that the Buddha had in mind. So then they found that it was the Ananda who was the cousin of the Buddha, who was very young in age and was able to serve the Buddha. So they came to know that the Buddha was had the intention of asking Ananda to be the attendant. So then when they approached Ananda with this request, Ananda made these three statements that, you know, I will serve and respect the teacher under the conditions that I'm not allowed to keep his unused robes. So the robes that the Buddha did not, the excess robes that offered to the Buddha that were not used, that he is not allowed to keep it. And also under the condition that he would not be allowed to eat his leftover food, the excess food or leftover that offered to the Buddha, not allowed to eat that, and that he is be free to be with him at any time, So therefore, under these three conditions of being granted, then he would serve the Buddha. Hello?
Without time condition, everyone could see Buddha anytime.
So without any special condition, being able to go see the Buddha at any time. So able to see the Buddha at any time. So these are three. So having these three being granted, three conditions being granted, then he would serve the Buddha. So here are the first two, where it says, not be allowed to keep his unused robes or eat his leftover food. These two will refer, were sort of like a teaching for future disciples, as mentioned before. When relying on the spiritual master, one relies for the sake of Dharma and not for the sake of material wealth and gain and so forth.
Regarding to how long you should rely on the spiritual master, he quotes from Bhatawas, Geshe Bhatawas, saying, he says that what he once said, with each student that comes to rely upon him, his burden further increases, with each student who leaves, then that burden comes to decrease. However, if the student stays too far away, apart from the guru, it is not beneficial, because then they're qualities, that do not come to increase. They should stay at a moderate distance, a suitable distance from the guru, so they can still rely on guru, but just becoming burden, and then and would practice for a long time. Therefore, I should rely on the guru in such a way for a long time.
So then, we come to the next section. This is the benefits of relying on the teacher. So here, firstly, it says that by relying on the teacher, you will come closer to Buddhahood, and you will please the conquerors. You will not be bereft or deprived of future teachers, and will not fall into miserable realms and so forth. So firstly, the first benefit is that you will come closer to Buddhahood by relying on the spiritual master. The reason being that by relying on the spiritual master, the instructions, you know, of the spiritual master, if one practices accordingly, then one's qualities would increase. You know, so this is one way that one becomes closer to Buddhahood. And the second way is that by relying on spiritual master, when one makes offerings and so forth, one is able to accumulate a vast amount of merit. So based on that, then one is able to be closer to Buddhahood. So these are the two reasons.
Yes. 자기와인도 토지바 아 제요레 에 요네 에 여하는 집안 줘야 돼 남한테 에 은행 안에서 누비 채드 여하 탐지지 에 일단 투명에서 오는 거 자야 돼 그래서 여하 탐지지 투명 그래서 아 그래서 초반에 저게 투명지 옛날에 똥배였나 대란이 파지어도 내내 야부 제외나 소바드 간가 가시 야부 제외자서 야지온 거로 대노지에는 남한테 손재단지 나선 두비 체도 투미성으로 동아지한테 아니 좋은 예고 아니나 자반의 집안 줘봐
던져온 거로 So then the second benefit is that you will please the conquerors if you will please all the Buddhas and by doing that the benefit is the reason is because by practicing or acting in accordance with the instructions of the gurus, you know, one would please the Buddhas. The reason being that the guru is sort of like the representative that is being sent forth by all the Buddhas, you know, to in order to subdue us, you know, these disciples, to benefit these disciples which are to be subdued. So if there is a representative and, you know, being sent forth for a specific mission in the if that representative is being treated well, you know, with the right reception and so forth, then the people who have sent forth, you know, this representative is will be extremely pleased. So likewise, by relying on the spiritual master and practicing in accordance with his or her advice, you know, then one pleases all the Buddhas, all the conquerors, by acting in accordance with their advice, and then by following well the advice of the guru, one pleases all the conquerors.
Yes. Yes. 당연히 부대 야부 차인도 부대 야부 차인도 들이 야부 차인도 세야노 아 대한 나제 나로서 도마 매반에 아니 다디 마르베 온게 아니 차서 그 온지 차서지 대원게 내년에 막 정정사 야나 토지야 매비선노 내가 도차 정정 제대로서 저러 얘는요 다른에 다 남선 남제를 많이 함내 제시지네 아니 고신이 된서 삼노도 된듯이 연두고나 아니 야반나 파벌드 다게 아마데 가노시 토지바 제기를
So another reason is like, for example, if there is a child that has always been very rebellious and not practicing in accordance with not acting in accordance with the parents' advice, so doing it completely opposite to what the parents or the mother says. You know, that if one day the child was to suddenly turn over a new leaf, you know, and be very obedient, you know, towards the parent and do exactly as what the mother or the parent advises, at that point of time, that the child, the parent, you know, would be extremely happy, you know, unusually happy, for that one day that the child has been, you know, has turned over a new leaf, the child is going to be, you know, do really well in the future and so forth, you know. So likewise, we sentient beings, you know, since beginningless rebirths until now, we've constantly been under the influence of the ignorance, you know, the ignorance that grasps onto the self as inherently existing. So this mind, you know, then gives rise to lots of different karmas and afflictive emotions that spur us on to accumulate more negative karma and generate more delusions. So we're sort of like, we've constantly been doing that, you know, for a very long time. And this is just about the only thing you have been doing within cycle existence. So, lo. La. Lulus. So under the influence of affective emotions and karma, we've been doing only negative actions, you know, within cycle existence. And then so by this point of time, you know, we've turned our minds towards the graduated path of enlightenment, you know, towards Lam Rim. And then we have been trying to practice, you know, from the beginning to the end, from the beginning part, beginning with and relying on spiritual mastery and so forth. So this act, you know, is like completely revolutionary in our existence. It makes the Buddhas extremely pleased that we have been trying to do good or something right for once. As similar to the analogy given before of a mother seeing her child turn over a new leaf and then being extremely pleased. Yes.
나 교회 신년제 몇 번 봤어. 나 교회 신년제 몇 번 봤어. 근데 새로 통제돼. 다 단전에 남아들 된저 야보 재미나. 이제 짐들진 저거게 이제 새로 짐만 남아서 교회 신년 될 용대 하고 봐. 전력이 지어서 손에 이제 된저 순지도 재반이나 영원히 새로 좀 될라 될래 사서. 나도 그 짐들진 저거 해야 되고.
So then the next benefit is that you will not be bereft or deprived of teachers and future lives. So by relying well on the spiritual master, then one creates a good karma, and then one achieves the ripening result in the future lives, such that one would be able to meet with spiritual master with even greater qualities, you know, and then will be able to be guided or taken care of and guided by these spiritual masters and achieve even greater realizations and so forth. Benefit is that one will not fall into the miserable realms. So this is due to the creation of negative karma, the accumulation of non-virtuous karma, that one falls towards lower realms. If one practices in accordance, you know, exactly according to the instructions of the spiritual master, you know, then one does not create these negative karmas, and one will not fall into the lower realms.
Yes.
So then the next benefit is that neither bad karma nor afflictions will overpower you. So here bad karma again refers to the negative karma created, you know, that would cause us to be born in the lower realms. So by properly relying on the spiritual master, then within this lifetime, you know, the negative karma that would otherwise cause us to fall to the lower realms in the next rebirth will ripen in this life in a form of like sickness, you know, like headaches or even discomfort in dreams, you know, like nightmares and so forth. Discomfort in dreams and so forth. So it ripened in this way, such that the karma that would otherwise cause us to fall into a lower realm in the next life would then be exhausted, you know, in this manner. And also by relying on the spiritual master, you know, your afflictive emotions will not be able to overpower you. Yes.
So, 로니요 디네 구네 선생님 좀 받아 먼저 가요 그래서
So then the next benefit is that through mindfulness of the bodhisattva deeds and by not contradicting them, your collection of good qualities will continue to increase. So therefore by relying on the spiritual master who is training within the bodhisattva deeds, so likewise you will be influenced, you know, by such manner of your spiritual master, that you will also be inspired or influenced to also train the bodhisattva deeds and not go against that.
Yes. Yes.
So here it says that all your qualities, you know, good qualities will continue to increase. And why it says here by mindfulness, for example, if you have physical wealth and so forth, then if you have physical wealth, then if you are not mindful in protecting that wealth, then you will be able you will lose it, and then either by thieves or by robbery and so forth. So if you are mindful, you know, of through mindfulness of the bodhisattva deeds, then your collection of good qualities will not decrease. You know, one would not go against the training and cause these good qualities to be destroyed or lost, and then they would increase furthermore. Yes. And then it says here, the other benefit is that after obtaining virtue through serving and respecting the teacher with thought and practice, you will accomplish others' welfare. So by serving and respecting a teacher properly through thought and through actual practice, then you attain virtue and you will reach all of your provisional and final goals. Your temporal and ultimate goals will be fulfilled, and you'll be able to accomplish others' welfare as well as your own, and then complete the collections of merit and sublime wisdom.
So
that was a writing in Lama Tsongkhapa, and then in order to further show the purity of the source of such instructions, then the following paragraph Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from the sutras, the Array of Stalks Sutra, which is the actual speech, holy speech of the Buddha. Yes. So here, all these will not be repeated because basically it is the same as was mentioned. So here it mentions the sutra that, you know, bodhisattvas whose teachers properly support do not fall into miserable realms and so forth. So it's showing the source of the quotations.
Yes. 레지브 개회신이 지도자마다 주비 좀 주스마나 산재 좀 내내나 토니반 주로 개회신이 세도 문가만 내비 좀 주스마나 탐진 전반 예반조로 손재 고모님과 계획신이 이제 틀다 태소매바다 계획신이는 예반조로 계획신이 이제 제바다 말아바다 동원 탐진 오는 조로 시바다 송화삼님 이제 바다죠 레지범 레지범 못하게 신도 그게 남아나 땜바다 년바다 년고를 차오 이말다 땜바다 삼배땐조 안도 대바지오마 대비건 년바스 그바지야 자고메로 Yangorchao, Jovitan Saja. Tedana, Gavichu Tubi, Samba Gavato, Telly Jova Gavan Joro, T. Gavile, Chicha Gavan Rule, Gavitro, Guvacheto, Telly, Dubile, Majestin, Gavachi, Dado Jin, and Doma Majesto. Dado Jin, Jesus, and Lana Mabison, Jujin, and Zobership, and membership is Simjan of the Township and Nuso, Devi, Chunju Simbe, Lama Natende. ညွန်တဲ့ရသောတံကြီးသောဘောချောရှိဆုံးဆိုရင်းရရှင်ညင်းကြီးကိုပင်နဲ့ငင်းတို့ညုံနဲ့လဲနံဆင့်တယ်လားလူစမ်နံတော့ဘာချမ်းမတ်သမမင်းတို့ညုံရဲ့လဲတန်ဂျုံနဲ့ဆေဘန်ကြပါသားဆုံးကြီးပါတယ်မပါလဲယုံဖပါဆိုကြကြစံနဲ့ဆေဂျင်းနံပါဆိုကြဖျောင်းရှင်တို့ချက်တယ်ဆာယင်းညွန်တော့လေဒီစမ်နဲ့ကဘာချေပါပါတယ်မပါငင်းတို့ချမ်းမတ်ကြပါလဲနံဆင့်တယ်ရမ်းလားဆိုပါမူကြီးလားဆိုပါဒီသစနံတော့ဘ 해야 돼. 세제 동야 이 말이. 근데 된 단행이 말이. 단행. 근데 현재 다 된다게 세제 동안으로 된대요. 몇년 이제 다 녹여래서.
So then the Namatopapa further quotes also from the sutra of showing the Tathagata's inconceivable secret again by mentioning similar benefits of relying on the spiritual master. Here it says that the sons and daughters of good lineage rely upon becoming emotionally close to serve and venerate the guru with great respect. So here serve and venerate the guru refers to the relying upon action and in actual thought, you know, relying through action and through thought. So here, and then it says various benefits, and then it says that by respecting and serving your teachers, you exhaust karma whose effects you otherwise experience in the miserable realms. Your action of serving the teacher expends these miserable effects and replaces them with only slight harm to your body and mind in this life, even in actuality or in dreams. So in addition, the benefits of respecting and serving your teachers are tremendous, such as the collection of virtue, the suppressive even the roots of virtue, they are derived from making offerings to limitless Buddhas and so forth. So here, then again it quotes from the Sutra of Siddhigarbha, which mentions about the benefits of relying on the spiritual master. So there's, then it says the karma can be purified in this life by undergoing slight discomfort, such as a bad dream or even as a physical scolding given by the teacher. Yes.
The Sanje Chewapa de Mebara Gewesawa Cheba Jimbawa Chobam Laba Zongwa Le Chongwa Nam Ngadu Cheke Seje Nong Dose.
Yes.
Imbare. Ta Nama Dendu Seje Ndu Che Cheba Yina Te Sona Pa de Mebara Togu Res Ne Sanje Pa de Mebara Gewesawa Cheye Chewata and the Jimbatoma, Choba Puba, Lombasoma, and the Tamji, Namad in the Sujin the Chibati, Naduji in the Chibina, the Chisajin or Tuberis, so on in Madden Bone.
Yes. So in this Sutra of Siddhigarbha, it says that, you know, if one, if one relies, you know, properly on the spiritual master, one accumulates incredible amounts, you know, limitless amount of a positive karma, you know, such that if one person, you know, who performs generosity, who makes offerings of material gifts, who worship or the Buddhas, or even observe precepts from limitless tens of millions of Buddhas, you know, and then those people, you know, such incredible amounts of karma, yet cannot be compared to one person who properly relies on the spiritual master and serves the spiritual master for one morning, you know, that root of virtue cannot be, it cannot be compared to that person who relies properly on the spiritual master for only one morning. Yes.
In Bharata, Sajje Goma, Jeki Sone, Gabaton de Paru Chimbiso, Godokona Dobaton Miso, Namil Namdi, Kijinida Duyus, 무의지에 가와 검시용 선물에 근데 가바 떠나겠네 레이나 근데 바르도 침비 가블라 다 나자에 보면 왜 짐마 떠나야다 근데 도와 자라 짐마 떠나야다 근데 몸보지 놓아요 근데 파진 티비 가블라 고다 고나다 근데 자라 근데 짐마 떠나 가바 떠나겠네 짐마 떠나야 돼 Lamadendo Sujinda Chibanina, Kijiji do you agree? Sort of agree.
Yes.
Yes.
So there's this one quotation that says that, all the thousands of eons, akalpas, thousands of eons in which one practices, one cultivates the practices of the paramitas. The parameters such as the parameter of the perfection of generosity and so forth, in which as mentioned before in the Buddha's life stories, prior to his attained enlightenment, he spent many lifetimes performing generosity, even of his physical body, such as his head, his arms and legs, his physical limbs, as well as his wealth and entourage and so forth. So then, all these incredible. Actions of generosity to accumulate merit, can be accomplished within one instant, of serving the or relying on the spiritual master in the proper way, So all these can be accomplished or condensed, within that one moment of serving the spiritual master.
Yes. 여야지 접진 틈마스무스 페바 파타마송 제시야 저로 공개요네 남미제나 공동내설레 공나 무프제 데려와 숨버레 달라마든서 수진도 제바진나 아 근데 공도 소진 로바 가리나 데 루그레 공도바 인다 다 제마기 소노 오시나 수수 진이 파선 루간 로비칼레 진이 인다 남미제베나 소도 가완 로온다고 하는 대대그레스. 근데 대일라샤 대라 가르 푸지르세나니 무우제지르스. 무바드 구바. 대바 대바 무바 구바. 코나 무우포제 대려와서 코나는 쓰고요. 대려되시고.
So then there is a lama called that was a Mahasiddha from India. He had come to Tibet 3 times. His name was Padma Sangye. So Padampa Sangye resided mainly in the region of Tingri in Tibet, and he, in one of the verses or the songs of advice that he sung to the people of Tingri, and he said, that by relying on the spiritual master, when one is properly relying on the spiritual master, all of one's wishes would be naturally fulfilled. When one is such as when one is sending this or. One is ferrying or sending the spiritual master to a destination. One arrives at that destination as well as a spiritual master, and so one means that one arrives at the same attainment, by serving the spiritual master. And then what the fare, for that travel that is required, the actual money or fare that is required is longing and faith, longing, fervent longing, devotion and faith. That is what is required for the fare of sending the master to the destination and arriving in the same destination.
And Alamana Nyangur Sevane, there's something which about the demo Shida. Sonja and then Lamant Baba, the Matanja and Desichon Tao, Dina, Sanja the Chavata, Lamant Tembata, Nyambata, Nyangur Chao. 예수 메시로 지로내자 담만한 수준 메신데 두위 수지 개발된 말자 대단연나 대연용 된도 최든 마구반요 구반적으로 예수소 대시사지 보도의 샤네 오고르 파드 로르든 로네 체데 로르 주비 문만 자르노 세전 문제와 진도 개외신이 대연용 된 문고가 좀 바래서 요방군에 오해 탐지도 유유집이 매우 성어, 이 말이다. 오그러스다. 나눠서 하우스는 이야기 속으로 물어봐. hard the lower than raw there in the lower the body and the pata, Pabizaba, Kongi or Papa, Loka Papa. That the meaning much high and do any, can you your sala, Trivina, Loru, Tri and the Kona, Maga, that can you so much, Burma and the giant grace, Maga, Sedam, you are you are in a Papa, Dana, Pe.
So, in this case, then the sutra then further says that those who respect certain gurus and doubt unimaginable qualities. So then again, it quotes from the garland of verse stories, you know, the previous lifetimes of the Buddha, and we just said that any intelligent person should not be distant from excellent beings and should rely on these virtuous beings in a disciplined manner. If you are close to them, particles of their good qualities will stick to you automatically. So then on Geshe Potowa, then Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from Geshe Potowa, who says that for the most part, you know, we are in danger of becoming like a worn animal skin. So it's like, you know, used leather, an animal skin that's sort of like worn down. So when you drag such a material over the ground, and then it tends to pick up like dust and hello, sheepskin. So in Tibet, then this it refers to the old sheepskin that is used like as a clothing material. So when it's very worn down, then when you drag it over the ground, then it tends to pick up particles of dust and debris and so forth, but it does not pick up the better things like gold coins and, you know, wealth and so forth. So if you're relying on the spiritual master, then it's only occasionally their good qualities do not stick to you, but each slight fault does, and one tends to pick up the faults.
If you just follow any gurus.
Yes. If you do just follow any gurus, then one will pick up the faults rather than the qualities. So therefore, to be successful, rely continuously on your teachers. So one needs to rely on
the prophet. Just anyone.
One should not just follow any teacher at random. Before one's mind becomes tamed.
That's in the middle of the day.
Yes.
And then, Naba, Madame Benjamin. Senior Madame Benjamin, Madame Benjamin, Payon de Jumara. And the Payon de Jumara, and the senior Madame Benjamin. That's in the chairs in there, Tensil Ogayina, and then Nime Carrior Senna, Tender, Ned on Don to Mizzabat. Timon and Luth, don't have bother member, two bother member, no one George says on.
So then this former portions, you know, up to this point we've been talking about relying on the benefits of relying properly on the spiritual master. The following these portions are talking about faults of not relying on the spiritual master, and it says that if you have taken someone as your teacher and your method of relying on the teacher is mistaken or wrong, and not only will you be harmed by much madness and sickness in this life, but also in future lifetimes you will experience immeasurable suffering in miserable realms for an immeasurable period of time. So not only when one does not rely properly on the spiritual master, one experiences much sickness and suffering in this lifetime. But also, if you go against advice or you break the injunctions and advices of the guru, then you will experience much suffering in this life as well.
Yes. 아니 넘바도 죽으려 쉬우면 봐.
Yes.
근데 대대고나 또바소가다. 몸만들으면 이제 쇼대 갑나. 근데 아얀데와게 그게 땅용 철조 통도 문도 초다야라. 몸만들으게 모두비 따라서. 근데 아얀데베 또바소 넘버. 근데 이제 아얀데베 또바소 했는데 삼지라 모두바이 로인비 노마샤. 근데 코스는 센다. 노스는 세야서는 근데 소음이 뭐죠? 그래서 내가 대 근데 소바소가 표현된 남간에는 제인지 마동 같이 생기죠. 근데 제인지 마동 제인지 마동 산에 대 가르치는도 따르거나 제인데 너의 소재죠. 근데 공에 토나 다 나로닝가 표현마도 같이 하소서 또어서 토 요바지를 현대계는 제인소를 주마도 예수 대형은 예하듯 몸을 누른다. 다 코르스 무세야. 근데 뒤지 좀 말해.
고문도 되게 코르스 무세는 삼아. 가르쳐 보이는. 이 코르스는. 아. 엑스피리언스 리졸트. 고문도 되게 코르스 무세는 삼아.
다 노르스 무세야. 노르스
무세야.
애들 고문도 되게 코르스 무세는 되게 그 질문을 한 단계를 한 거래요.
그런 게 제인기 제인 라 건담이지.
그분들도 그분들도 코스 전화가.
응.
제일자 제남이를 한 단계를 한 거래요.
아니 건담이 가르치고 있나?
남이 지금부터 되게 지금부터 한
배번 맞춰.
한 되게 막 그래서 이제 막고 안 되나 좋아라.
아.
사람의 말에 수술의 말에.
So yesterday we mentioned about Ashwa Gosha, the composer of the 50 verses of Guru Devotion, and when he was by debating with Aryadeva, you know, he lost to Aryadeva, and then Aryadeva then managed to make Ashwa Gosha convert into the Buddhist path. So at that point of time, Nagarjuna, the protector Nagarjuna, was abiding in this role. Then, in order to check whether Aryadeva was capable of debating with Ashwa Gosha and converting him into the path, whether he's able to break or to cut through the heretical views of Ashwa Gosha, then Nagarjuna assumed the views of the non-Buddhist heretical views and debated with Aryadeva. And when in the process of debating, Aryadeva did a demeaning gesture, you know, I'm not sure how to translate it, so you sort of like you move your hand around the head of the opponent and they said that you made a mistake, you know, which is like say korsung, like can also be a disrespectful gesture as well. So due to that action, then in the future time when Aryadeva was, there was a person who came to Aryadeva wanting and asking him to perform charity of his eyeballs. So Aryadeva did that and gave it to that person, but that person then later, when he was decided not to use it and squished the eyeballs between two pieces of rock, you know. So then those eyeballs like were not a benefit to that person, nor did they become a benefit to Aryadeva himself. So then Aryadeva said that this was a ripening result of having due to the disrespectful action he had done to his teacher. So then he, because of the person's action of destroying the eyeballs, then he generated regret, you know, and then towards that action of charity, and then so then his eyes were not able to be restored.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. 전적인 교육받침 보죠, 그래. 아니, 일본 소재인 담자 소재가 온다. 공개 내정한 말이야. 但都是那边增长东坡山，毕竟马东为王呢，他增长土秀的是，
嗯，
地大山东，啊，等着今年不给日光茶山进了那边去，啊，那大山东也马上去，
啊，
等着今年都是那么些路嘛，啊，那么就那土是西湖幺山，等着这个俺苦上脚用，哪儿松是，去的，看给他的。那么就呢，也会有人就把这脑门绕过，这个么子？你看给他们，学习上的么子？那主要主要都讲，那你给住的用些小包铺，脑要么的是？那你等着学校的，罗镇那边等着到这些上学呢，每年把用些上，每年学会上些小包铺是？小包铺都讲呢，他就让这些了得么的是？上那那等就会装不着，等着就。
And so then, there's another instance when Dhammalocha Rinpoche, in his former lifetime, you know, he was a very renowned scholar, who was said to be able to recite the entire Gangyur, the teachings of the Buddha, by heart from memory, and said to be an emanation of Manjushri. So when he was residing in the Drepung Monastery, then during the one of the debating sessions of the highest class, so he was the he was debating the class, and he was sort of like the answering. And so, when debating, there is the questioner and the person who does the answering, the person who poses the questions, or the challenge, or the person who answers. So then he was in this highest class in the Rinpoche Monastery, and then he was sort of like playing the role of answering questions. So when they were debating up to a point where there was a very extremely subtle logic, So then he was replying. Then one amongst the group of people, then one of the disciples, one of his disciples of that life, you know, then stood up and then sort of like said, "Kosong," again, as we mentioned before, that you are wrong, you know, did that action. When he came to the subtle point of the debating logic, you know, then this at that point in time, the student did that. So, Dhammalocha Rinpoche thought that he had actually made a mistake, and then sort of like, you know, gave up that session.
He released his promise. Because when he compared by subtle point, one of his students rose up and debated in the course of the circle. Of course, he made a mistake. So then, the one from his past life thought he made a mistake. Then he broke his promise in the debate. You have to keep a promise.
Yes.
So that time, he thought he made a mistake. Then he broke his promise.
Yes.
So, you know, his promise.
Give up his stand.
His promise.
Yes. So he felt like, so that caused the Rinpoche to so her biggest problem is time to java. So in such a flora, so sort of like, you know, you have to
what he kept, so what he,
yeah, lost. Yeah. So lost.
Promised before, then he told him a mistake, and he's what about he broke it.
He gave up his stand or his judgment on that topic. So he so then later on the disciple did it again, you know, quoting and saying that you're wrong, you know, your stand was wrong in the first place. So anyway, so later at the end of the session, then the disciple went to confess to Zenwang Shurumishi that, you know, actually right before you went wrong, you know, did not make a mistake, but in order to protect the integrity of the the highest class, the Haramba degree class, and they protect integrity of that, you know, therefore I had done that action. And so he confessed to Lushan Rinpoche. Then Lushan Rinpoche gave a prediction that, you know, because of having this respectful action, then, you know, you will not have a long life. So not long after that, the disciple passed away. Yes.
여기 두제 나고 줘 봐셔야 돼. 이 말에 아니 공격 남미 아까 자고 그래. 남미가 내가 남미가 마대 받아 된다도 중요한 말에. 나 남아게네 감지 키죠. 감지 냉가도. 근데 내 카마세 아 숨을. 예. 에 공 되는 거 앞에 남가네 아 카마세 숨도 내가 가려 요나 그 카지 치죠. 대개는 고대대라 간로미 바지 몸보지 중 고대대라 손제 마다버리. 대개는 남해까지 잡아 대중버리. 그간 어제는 레종바 멜라레바 로마 레종바서야 돼. 남해 간단다. 이다 우다 다사주다 등등의 마회로스. 성도고 나니 공대바 Jumjee da dhanri jen da phegu yuus. Isi en lamme ka jya ni phegur. Dege ni, te da ni, ka tima nyi jya uresh. Inza, kusi nyi la sonji matavar. Lamme ka jya mewa yin na kusi te da sonji yaar.
Yes. So, then, in India, the Mahasiddha, Nabobha, or Krishna Jaya Kanhapa, when he was practicing in India, then he broke the advice, you know, of his went against the instruction of his spiritual master. So his spiritual master had sent him to a particular place to bring forth a box, and then, you know, the master said, you know, you should not open that box, you should just deliver it to me. So however, halfway, you know, on the route, then he thought that, you know, he was wondering what was the contents of the box, and he'd open it. And so then this created, you know, this broke the advice, and he went against, you know, he created an obstacle to him in that very life, to himself. So in that very lifetime, he experienced a lot of obstacles caused by the Dakinis. So they, in that lifetime, was unable to achieve enlightenment as he should have, you know, if he didn't break the advice of the spiritual master. Then, in another instance, Rechungpa was one of the major disciples of Milarepa. Then Milarepa had advised him to not go to the region of Yu or Lhasa, then to not go there. To not go on pilgrimage. To not go to Central Tibet for pilgrimage, but Rechungpa went against that advice twice. So therefore, he was not able to attain enlightenment over span of two lifetimes. Whereas in actual fact, if he didn't break that injunction at all in the first place, he would have attained enlightenment in that very lifetime. Yes.
Yes. 오월 도서 수준을 써야죠. 대형이 남아든지 노안이다 엔디 센데라 통주인들의 정보로.
Yes. So again, then when Gajah Pamukkani Deshi Nyingpo, his root guru Dabo, Jambal Hongdu Dabo. So when he was, I'm sorry, Dabo Jambal Hongdu. So then when he was, he had a servant, right, attendant, you know, that had lost faith in the Lama, you know, sort of like criticized the Lama and so forth, broken his samaya. Then on his way to Lhasa, then he was hit in the head by stones. And then died, you know, of such a mishap. So this is like a direct ripening result of going against his spiritual master. Yes.
Yes.
So in the different texts and scriptures, it talks about so many different faults or dangers of not relying on this spiritual master properly, so that there's no end to saying all these different examples. So there's a great profit and great danger. Great profit if one relies properly, and great danger if one does not do so in the right manner. So therefore, it is very important that we know that, you know, that it's very, so it shows that it's very important this practice of properly relying on the spiritual master. Yes. So here Namatabhava says that in future lifetimes as well, you experience immeasurable suffering in miserable realms for an immeasurable period of time. And in order to ensure the purity of the source of such information, then Namatabhava quotes from the Tantra, the story of the initiation of Vajrapani, in which Vajrapani asks the Buddha, you know, what sort of fruition is there for those who reproach their masters. So the Buddha then replied, saying that, "Oh Vajrapani, do ask this question, for the answer to this question will frighten the whole world, including the deities. You know, they will be frightened because it's just incredible, terrifying result. However, Lord of Secrets, you know, which refers to Vajrapani, I will say something. Oh hero, please listen carefully." So here, you know, then the Buddha goes on to say that, you know, one goes against the practice of relying on the spiritual master, that one will be born in the unbearable hell realms, you know, for limitless aeons, for a very long time, you know, in the hell realms where there is intense suffering. So the ripening result of such negative action is that one will be born in the hells of intense sufferings for a very long time, considered for limitless aeons. So therefore, the Buddha said, therefore, never reproach your master, your spiritual master, on any occasion.
Yes. Tiruji mo shinde ben zebi, ranage kandre de tromba le jang, tsuchi chik tam yenba la, gangi lamar men zimba. Chi jene jar jene, mesha jene jivan jo shi song so, yimar dande, tiru shinde ba shuya, konge zebi, ranage kandre de, tsuchi de tromba yimbar. Tsuchi de, lalu penzi, lamar no min du shi jane, tsuchi jene yenba yina, Lalu Chasarwa. In the Hindu, Tsuchi Lalu in the Shijan, Tsuchi Nene, Tela Lama Manzi Manina, Dijila. Konga Lama Mizimba, Chi Jen and Jarjin, Meshajin Jevajo. In the Tin Amela, Chi Jeva Jalen, which are it is. Tenene, Melachina, Meshajin Jevajo, so in Marie. The Meshajin say and the Diwaranya the Sigiria.
So then, I'm going to talk about further quotes from the 50 verses on the Guru, which again, lists the whole, all the various different, bragging results of. Go against this practice of relying on the spiritual master. But Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from a citation from the commentary on the difficult points of the black enemy of Yama. So this commentary was composed by the great adept, tantric adept called Ratnakarashanti, in which it states that if the teacher and the disciple, having both generated the recognition of each other as a teacher and disciple as such, then having done that, then establish Dharma connection even through just merely a teaching of one single verse, then if the disciple does not hold the teacher to be the guru, goes against the guru after that, then the disciple will be reborn 100 times as a dog after that life, and then they will take rebirth in a bad caste. So here, bad caste, some people, some masters understand that, explain that to be reborn as a scorpion, and even if, so it can be understood to be reborn as a scorpion for many lifetimes, or taking rebirth in a bad caste, this can refer to even when one is born to human being, one is born into a very negative kind of environment, and one engages in negativities, so it's being born into a butcher, and so forth.
Yes.
So, his Holiness the Dalai Lama has often said, and his public learning teaching said, with regards to foreigners, because the Dharma is not prevalent, not so prevalent in foreign countries as it is. In Western countries, as it is in Asia, therefore there are not many avenues whereby students can actually, receive access, extensive Dharma teachings and know the right way to check up teachers and rely on them. So there may be many occasions whereby Westerners enter into a Dharma relationship with a teacher, and then later, lose their faith, and then criticize their teachers, and then this issue has been brought up to the attention of His Holiness. So His Holiness had then gave the advice regarding to this, that you know, it is so one way of doing it is that one can attend a teaching firstly without having the thought of that person as being one's spiritual master or teacher, you know. So one sort of like goes there listening to a talk using an observing kind of attitude, you know, so sort of like when one is in school, like listening to a lecturer, you know, having that kind of monotonous kind of relationship. And so then having listened to that Dharma teaching over time, you know, getting more familiar with the teacher, understanding that teacher, then when one generates faith and one thinks that one can actually rely on this person as one's spiritual master, then one actually enters into an actual teacher and disciple relationship. So this is the best way. Otherwise, if one begins by establishing the Dharma relationship with the recognition of that person as a spiritual teacher, as one spiritual master, without actually checking them up, then this will incur great faults in the future when one loses faith and criticizes, you know, one, because the ripening result of that action is very heavy. Therefore, it is advisable to check out the person in such a way first. So this is the advice of His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. Yes.
Not yet.
No. Yes. So Rinpoche has also advised that it is therefore good to follow, you know, this advice of His Holiness to do it in such a way. Yes. So whatever teachings you have heard today, please apply them into your actual practice.